Kufim Zalman Beis Rashi, the Maskon Nafal the Sechel, the first white line. So Rashi says, Nafal the Sechel shall mikveh yayin or chemetz or meichel. They fell into the mikveh either wine or vinegar, wine vinegar, or meichel, or this the liquid which comes out of the olives. Who came in mayim, which is like a liquid, was zobin a zeis, which flows out of the zeis, out of olives. We give them in a yeshbay. So like the Mor is going to explain that there are three stages in this type of meichel. When you put them into the container called the maton, which is a place where its purpose is to keep it in there, and they will start to ripen and they will generate their own certain amount of their own heat. So moichel zav mehena, moichel flows out. Hutzalu kamaim, it's very transparent like water. It's after it sat there for a while, the olives start rubbing against each other. It flows out a second time, that's close to being oil. After you actually have pressed it already, to take out all of the oil, so now the tapuach, meaning the mass of the olives which have been pressed, that's the gefes, is the remainder, we saw before, the remainders of the olives after they've been pressed is called gefes. The okol was the container which held them in the middle of the base of bad where they were pressed. The base of bad, so it flows out of set the last time. So Mantana Michael, the Michael Mashkehu, because the Mor is assuming right now again, like we said before, they nipsal elayde mashke, but filo b'shinimara. Even shinimara only applies if it has a local status of mashke. So the Mor brings a mechloikus between Reb Yaakov and Reb Shimon. Reb Yaakov says the Michael is a mashke, so why mitchila is a torah? Mitchila is tinos and shalzeisim. Why is it torah? Because in a rotsi Rav Shimon says it's not a mashke, but the last one is tomei because of the ikol beis abad. Lachos shenisgat shmonoi, it's either after it's been pressed already, or even oylif neisikitos, so even beforehand, it's already tied up in the ikol, which is you took it from the matan was like a big jug or something that you would put it in, and then you take it from there, put it into the ikol, which is the thing which basically wrapped it around and held it in place in the base of bad, very tightly. So that's already a shaman. Where's my benayu? But my pligi, where's the machlokes? Hobot tavayu moedu the moichel hayotzi betchilas tor. They both agree that the original moichel which comes out is tor. Hayotzi mikol base of bad is tomei. Where's this case where Rabbi Yaakov says it's a mashka and it has a dinim of mashka with heksher and tumah, and according to Rabbi Shimon it's not and it does not have any such halachas? Where's the case? They're in the maton, which was this container which you would put them in originally to help them ripen and heat up and start to liquid will start to flow for them. As I said, they start sitting there for a while, but the karmer is the place where the heat, it's not the name for the matam. So it would heat up in there for a while, and then that would come out. According to Yaakov, that's a meichel, that is considered a mashkin. According to Shimon, it's not considered a mashkin. So Rava says, Kamaisa, the first price which we quoted, the Ketani Moichel Poisel HaMikvah, really, it should be a Mishnah, really. Poisel Mikvah, Dibre Kolhu. It's according to everybody, Mishum Dahabi, it's something which you can't make a Mikvah out of. And whatever you cannot use to make a Mikvah will Poisel the Mikvah of Bashini Mara, which is the same way to Papa, who was Rabbi's Talmud, also said that before. Okay. Tell the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel. It's about the last two words on the seventh line before the bottom. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, sixth line before the bottom. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel. Sechet Adam Eshkol Shalanovim. A person could take a cluster of grapes and squeeze them into the pot, which has food in it. I will load the Sechet Ka'ara, but not into a bowl. Chokas, how to understand Rashi. One understanding of Rashi seems to say, even though there is food in the bowl and you're squeezing into the food, but since into a pot, nobody would squeeze grapes. You wouldn't squeeze grapes into, unless there's food there, you wanted to go into the food. Whereas into a bowl, sometimes a person would squeeze the grapes into a bowl just for the purpose of the liquid. So it wasn't so obvious he was doing it for the purpose of the oichol, so Chazal said you can't do that. Or alternatively, someone Rashi means that the korah was empty. And that's the only case of dosser is when it was empty. So bein nafkamina, but there's bein issur drabanan in a case where there is food in the korah, is that that's machlokes hadol and Rashi. We paskin maker not like well, either way we paskin that it's, as long as there's food there it's mutter. If you're putting it, squeezing it into the food to actually benefit the food, then it's mutter. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Chista. Rav Chista says, "Medibur Rabbeinu from the words of Shmuel, Noma, we could derive the following: Chelav Adam Eiz Lasechak. There, a person can milk a goat into a pot. Avolod Lasechak Kara, not into a Kara. The same idea, because Alma Kasabri Hils Mashka Habola Oichel Oichel Hu. When the Malacha is Mefarik, Mefarik is taking something out of stating the state of being an oichel where it is, and it's derived, the schita is derived from dosh, which is you take the oichel which is on the stalk and break it off of the stalk, and now you have the oichel to use. So over here also I have the oichel, the food, and I'm breaking off, as it were, the liquid and making it usable. But if it ends up just going into an oichel, it's not, we don't define it as it went from being a oichel, which it was originally, to becoming a mashke, and that's the breakage. But rather, nothing really changed. You cut it; it's like cutting a piece of food in half. It ends up in the food; it's absorbed in the food, so it ends up being a food. So it's like you cut the food in half. That's not mefarik.
Is there a shear in the part?
Shear regards to. Regards to chiyuv chatas is kikrogris. In regards to the malacha itself, well, getting malacha chatzis should be yosef. But the fact that if your question is if a little bit of the liquid falls off to the side, is that a problem? No, because that's not your kabbana. Okay. So now the Mor is going to discuss this for a little while down the Amud. This concept, which we're familiar with, because that's the halacha, we pass the mashda b'loichel l'zoichel. The more it doesn't take it for such a simple idea. Mosiv Rami Berchoma. Mishnah Taharis Zov Shechelavis Eiz Acholavis Tomei. So, Zov is matama something through the process called Heset. By moving something, he causes to give it to him. So the animal's alive. There's no dintum on an animal. So while as long as the milk is inside of the animal, can't be considered become tame. When he squeezes out the animal and milks it, even though he didn't touch the liquid at all, he moved that liquid and made it tame, and it's tame. Now, if he amrit mashka bodo oichlin oichelhu, b'mayis kasher. So if you tell me that we consider that it comes out, if it goes into an oichel, it's considered an oichel, so the Mishnah should differentiate, because the law is that oichel is only mekabel tuma if it has hechsher. So if we consider this an oichel, where is the hechsher, thereby allowing it to be mekabel tuma? If it's a mashka does not need hechsher. So if you consider a mashka which comes out is automatically a mashka, so in a sense, why it's dame. If it ends up in an oichel, it's not considered a mashka, so it would need hechsher. So the Mishnah should differentiate and say, if it was being chalavit l'seich oichel, it's not tomei. If it's chalavit just for a mashka, it should be tomei. The Mishnah does not differentiate, which indicates that even though it goes into oichel, it's considered a mashka, and therefore it's always tomei. You would not need hechsher. Some more answers. Kedomer Rabbi Yochanan. B'tipa hamaluch leches api adad hachanami b'tipa hamaluch leches api adad. The Gemara discusses and increases that the milk of a woman which goes into a child's mouth is considered an oichel, not considered a mashke. But the Mora says a case where milk would, a woman's milk would drip out, that it's considered that it has a din of mashke. The question is, how's it mochshir? That it has it in tumah. The Mora says, how's it in tumah? The chare, it's an oichel. It's an oichel, a bundle oichel from the woman to the child. It's like an oichel to oichel. How's it mochshir? So the Mora answers that a case where some of it's, when the mother wants to nurse a child, sometimes to entice the child, she'll take some of her milk and smear it there, and the child will notice it and start sucking, and that liquid she wants to be there, that's a liquid. That's functioning as a liquid. She specifically wants it to function, to put it on, to entice the child to nurse. And then all the liquid which comes out afterwards touches that liquid, so it becomes mokshir. So the same thing over here would be the same type of situation. Over here, that would be the case where I don't know exactly why he would want to put the matipa of hamelach lechos al pi adad by the case of the animal, but if he would do that for any reason, that would be machshir everything else. Okay. And it goes into a food. It would not be considered an oichel and nitzol mishechshir. Zirashi. The third hakadera, six lines up, middle of the line. Shel tafshel is going into, you're going to put it into a pot, means that the point that there's a food which you're making lasakno to, it's going to be an ingredient in the food. The mucha milsa the lav the mashka boilo. It's obvious he's not using it as a liquid. He's using it as part of the food. El loichol. Then vein zederek prikosoi vavikemarfor oichol meoichol. So Rashi's mashma. Some are trying to understand Rashi that Rashi holds this heter of oichol. You know, it's a pretty scary heter. You're dealing with the malach of the rice, and since you're putting the food, it becomes mutter gomer. So Rashi says, you know what? Even if it would be, it wasn't, it's not derech prika. The derech prika wasn't usually to squeeze it directly into a food, etc. So the het over here is built on A, it's a shinui, and B, it's not really a mloch at all. So so the combination of the two, it makes it more kulidic. The zimn of the mashka koi, sometimes you would use it for a mashka. The koro loishosi inish, it's not where you would normally drink from. So obviously you're not using it for a mashke. It's not, it's so clear, and therefore it's awesome. So again, there's a question of how to learn Rashi. Rashi means that there was food in the car or not. That's a question of how to learn Rashi. Alma min kamer sechel lesecha kadeiro. Kesaris, obviously that we were saying that we hold that mashke which goes into an oichel is considered as an oichel. So more as the case from the case of the zov, the cholav is tamei. Shazov metamei called dabar b'masa. He's metamei things through the movement. Where hesit hakiluach, he moved the flow of the liquid to wherever he wants it to go, and that's called masa. Lachamaflik bein l'secha kadeira bein l'secha kois. We don't differentiate where it's going into, even if it's going into a kadeira. V'yamet oichel hu ha'en oichel makabel tuma shaloi behechsher. Oichel needs hechsher to become tamei. V'hai b'mai is kasher. So what made it mochsher? So Moran says, "Kedomer b'yechol and b'zeltas krisus gabi hisha shenot of kolav midadel that the liquid dripped out." So why is it makabel tuma? The chart's not mochsher. And the answer was v'tipa hamelach lechos al piadad. Tipa rishona hamelach lechos bo al piadad. She would take the first drop, rub it over there. On the dad, b'das intentionally b'noicha licholim and make it easier for her to now nurse the child. V'ha'hi havi mashke gistam cholim d'loy loichol boyle. That's not considered a noichol. That's considered a mashke. Okay. Mosav Ravina. Ravina asked the question. Bottom line of the Gemara. So I'm assuming what the Gemara is saying, which I don't. You know, I have the problem a little bit also that was a standard thing to do by the A's to do that tipa. I'm not sure why, but So therefore, the Mishnah didn't have to differentiate because it always had that first tipa. You'd have a problem, according to what we're saying right now, if you would squeeze it into a oichol, it would not be mekabel tum. Right. Moshe Ravina. Tomei Meishe Shezochat Zeisim Vanovim. So here we have a Tomei Meishe squeezing out a zayas or a grape, and the case was they weren't mukshir. They were mukshir, so they're tomei. But the loch is that oichol is only matama something else if there is a kebeya's worth. So there's exactly a kebeya, mechuvenes, exactly a kebeya, and he squeezes out now some liquid out of it. So now there's less of a kebeya. Once you squeeze it, it's less than a kebeya. So even though the masha comes out, the masha can't be mekabel tuma from the kebeya because it's less than a kebeya now. The can't be mekabel tuma from the oichol because oichol is only metame something else if it's the size of a kebeya. It's tor. Hoyosim kebeya is tame. The Mor says, but if it hadn't been more than a kebeya, it would be considered tame. Now, the amrit mashka bolo oichol is oichol. There's no din. There's no din hesed by a tummy mace. So the tum over here is because if you start with more than a kebeya, and you, even though you squeeze it out a little bit, it's still a kebeya. So now this liquid which is coming out, which is touches this kebeya worth of tummy grapes, and it becomes tummy. Now, but yamer mashka bala oichol is oichol hu, but my iskasher lechera, that liquid is not mukshir to makabel tuma. So he asked the question. Ravina asked the question. He's going to answer the question. We'll have to say the case over here was in a chanami. The case was he was squeezing it into a kahara, not into a kedera, because a kedera in a chanami it would be tor.
Is that supposed to be a pun?
Actually, not, because the more uses the phrase in other places in shots where it doesn't, where the pun doesn't fit.
No, but.
I understand.
Could have said a different way. Maybe.
I understand. But I mean, the more uses that phrase, other places also. Don't ask me where. I don't remember offhand. But okay, let's see. Rashi. Tami meisha sochet zaysim vanovim kebeya mechuvenes. The last five words in the Rashi and kufim dalma beis kebeya mechuvenes tava kufim heim and aleph tor. Mishnah even himself is taharis mafarish bo behedya. The Mishnah explain the Mishnah. Clarifies and says, "Ubavashal yiga b'mashker." Obviously, if he touches the mashker, it's tummy. Shenagela boichli is only touching the food. The kibun the kebeya bechuvenes, who it was exactly a kebeya. Like he saw it tipa mikamaisa. As soon as he squeezed out the first drop, chasale mikebeya, it's no longer a kebeya. When oichol avapisha who tummy oichol, even though it's tummy, cannot be matame hamashker. It won't be matam of the mashka. Shein oichol matam acher mepochos mikabeya. Oichol less than a kabeya is not matam of other things. Avim hoyu negeya b'mashka. Obviously, if he touches the mashka, is itmilei mashka metipur rishona. It'll become tamei, you know, as soon as one tipa comes out. It'll become tamei. Shem mashka makabatum b'kol shehu. The mashka has no shear how much it has to be to order to accept tum. Lochanam etonav behedya yosu mikabeya tamei. Now, actually, there's a brisa which says over there explicitly, even more than a kebeya, it's tamei shekima sheyotzati v'rishona nitva b'kebeya. So you still have a kebeya with a oichol. The mashka touches it and becomes tamei, and then that mashka turns around and it's tamei all of the other liquid which comes out. So that's actually explicit there in the brisa. Now, the tamei mesh. When it says tamei meis over here, it shows that specifically. Because otherwise, forget about the mashka getting the tumor from the oichol. The mashka gets the tumor from the tamei meis who's moving it. No, there's no din hesed by tamei meis, so the movement will not make it tamei. Somebody who's noisei the meis, it becomes tamei. The meis is noisei something else, it doesn't become tamei. Okay. If it wasn't tamei sheretz, we call tamei maga. Anything which has come tamei through maga, as opposed to the tumors which come out of the body, zov, mitzera, etc. So these tumors, there's no din hesed. So why did it say tamei meis? It's tamei sheretz also. But tamei meis, the rebusa lokat, the havi abatuma. It's even though tamei meis is an abatuma, still it will not create tumor over here. Mishum the time safe, Abul Zov, Shasuch, and Sesim and Ovim, I feel a Garakar Yechidi, by the Zov, even though it's only one grape, so there's not clearly not a shear of a Kabeya, they will become Tome, Shekim Shasta Tiprishana, Nitma Hamashka, but Masa Zov, it'll become Tome because the Zov is moving it. So that's a different ballgame. We are it. And the Moor's answer is no, it's only going into a car. The Moor says, fourth line of the Gemara, says this machlokes over here, this halacha over here that we're saying that mashka b'lo oichol is ka'oichol, it's really machlokes tanoi. Okay. Say like this. Hamachlik ba'anovim. So a person is taking, the case was a baker which was putting on. You want to get a sheen on your bread. You paint the liquid on it. We paint eggs. They were doing it with grape juice. But he was taking. So he takes a grape and he squeezes it onto the kikar. So loy hochshur. Tanakhama says it's not machshur. Here's a liquid going onto. Here you have a liquid. Yayin going onto your bread, so that's makshur the bread. No, it's not mokshur. You heard over hokshur, says it is hokshur. So my lab, but how come if look? So the chardim chloy because it's pretty obvious. Mar sabr mashkabol oichol is oichol hu. Yehuda holds it. The Tanakhama holds it's considered only an oichol, so it can't be makshur. It's an oichol itself. And Yehuda sabr mar sabr lab oichol hu. It's not an oichol. It's a mashka. So mashka is makshur. So that's the chloy. It's mamash preferish chloy. Or says no, Omer Papa the Kuliyama. I really could tell you. Everybody holds that Mashka Habol Oichol is Lav Oichol. They both. Everybody agrees to the halacha that. So then, I mean, if that would be the pshat, so you have at least Rav Chista's halacha and Shmuel's halacha is supported by the Tanakhama. Or say no, even Rav Yehuda could agree that Mashka Habol Oichol is the Kuliyama. Mashka Habol Oichol is Lav Oichol. And the Mor says, so what's the machlokas over here? The issue over here is that it's the liquid which comes out. I mean, it's not considered an oichel. It's considered a mashka. So considered a mashka, everybody should hold that it's mashka. Some more says no, because what happens is the liquid you put on top doesn't really do. It gets basically either gets absorbed into the food, that's like an ibud element, or it gets burnt by the fire. So it's in certain sense it doesn't it's not retained. So it's not retained. Is that considered the hazadin of a mashka? Marsa b'mashka mashkahu, marsa b'lav mashkahu. Where do you find such a machloikis? So we put the hani tenoi. You find the machloikis whether. Mash, which goes le'ibud, whether it has a din of a mashka, we find that machlokas in a different price. The Tanya, hamafatzeya bezesim v'yadayim mesuavos. So sometimes you would squeeze out the zesim, not for the purpose of getting the liquid, but that softens them. You're just squeezing them to soften them up. And his hands are tome. He didn't wash his hands beforehand, so they have a din of. Yadayim are metama mashka, stam yadayim are metama mashka. So the liquid which comes out, so the Tanakhama says, is hukshur. The Brisa says it's hukshur, because he wants that liquid to come out. Apparently, the liquid which, as you squeeze it, the liquid goes over, it comes out, it mixes into the zesim, and it helps them have a better flavor. So that your goal over here is to eat them, so the liquid actually enhances the flavor of the olives. So you want the liquid to come out, it's a liquid. So they're mokshur, and that was hands of mesoivus, so it makes it tummy. Let's say the soifsun b'melach, you're planning to then after you're finished squeezing it, you're going to salt them. You're going to salt them down with melach. Loy hukshir. So it doesn't make them mukshir. You don't need them. Your goal over here is just helping the process of softening them to let the salt do its job. So you don't need the liquid at all. Let's say leida im higiu zeisav limsoik im lav. You want to test to see what the look. You can tell by the liquid coming out. If you're a farmer, you can tell. Is it the time to start pressing your olives? Limsoik is to harvest them, take them off the trees. So you go over there and squeeze a few of them to see is it time have they grown enough in the trees? It's time to take them off. So you want the liquid to come out to see whether you want it or not. But what's going to happen to the liquid? It's thrown out. You want the liquid to test it, but you're not saving the liquid. So the Tanakhama says loy hukshir, and Rav Yudomer is hukshir. So my lav b'hokam if the mar sabar mashkah ha'emid le'ibud is mashkahu. The mar sabar lav mashkahu. This liquid, which is going to its function is to be discarded, is that considered a mashkah? So the same way that the Tanakhama and Rav Yehuda argue over there, that's the machlokes over here by Machlok Banovim between the Tanakhama and Rav Yehuda. And Baruch Hashem, they're consistent with each other. Yeah. So the Mora says, that's not necessarily true. So Amar Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua, Hani Tanoi B'mashka Ha'emer L'Ibul Tligi. You're right. The second machloik is between the Tanakhama and Rav Yehuda. They're arguing about whether Mashka, which is boiled L'Ibul, is a Mashka or not. That's correct. However, B'hana Tanoi, the original machloik is between the Tanakhama, that we quoted by the case of Machlok Banovim. That's not the issue. It's a mashka, using it as a mashka, but its purpose is just to make something else shine. Is that considered a mashka? That's a different machloikas. It's not the machloikas of Hebrew. Okay, see Rashi. Kitzanoi. Mashka b'lo oichel, oichel hu oimashka, whether we consider a mashka which ends up in an oichel is considered an oichel or not, that's machlokes tanoim. Hamachlok b'novim, nachtam hamachlok p'nei kikroi sov b'novim, he's smoothing off the tops of these loaves with this grape juice. Shesechen hamashka l'kikr, he's squeezing it out directly from the grapes onto the kikr. Hukshir ha'oichel, the oichel is hukshir. And Banovim also hukshiru, because you want that liquid, so that impacts back onto the grape, the cluster of grapes, because that liquid is considered a liquid, and it's machshir the Banovim also. Over here he's squeezing it to use for the pas. Is that a mashka or not? So Rapapa is suggesting everybody's not like Shmuel. Every holds is a mashka. The fire will just burn it off. So it's going to the ibud. Is that considered a mashkah? You squeeze it should be soft. He wants the liquid which is coming out onto the, and he's eating it. So the liquid, if it sticks around, it also helps, it enhances the flavor. It has a better flavor with the liquid there. The soaps in the melech, shemtoch shein koshim, they were hard. And a melech nidvuk behem, the salt doesn't stick well. Umafatsom, and you're squeezing, you're pulverizing them a little bit. Lerachel, to soften them. Mibachutz ma'at, to soften them a little bit, that the salt should stick. So that liquid, you don't need lochukshur. Lo mechav on the mashka the liakar, he has no interest that the liquid should come out in that situation. He needs to see if the oil will come out easily, to whether it's time to harvest the grapes. So what does he do? So he squeezes it, mashka ozaliba, but that liquid which comes out, he's not going to save. So that's machlokes. The Mor says honey tanoi. So who was that? Rav Huna the Rishua says you're right. The machlokes of the Tanaim, the mefatzeya b'vadei b'mashka amid liibud pliki. You're right. They're arguing about whether a liquid which is lost is a liquid. Kidamina, Alatanoi the maklik lava omer leibud pliga. They're not arguing about omer leibud. The lava leibud also doesn't go leibud. Shari l'satzeach oichol nosnoi. It's put there to give a shine to the oichol. Barei mitzasach when it does it, so it didn't go leibud. The argument is, what about that? Mashka omer l'satzeach lo oichol kabiflugi. The inami mashka bo lo oichol mashka. Or if you hold mashka goes into oichol, considered an oichol, so it's an oichol. Even if you tell me it's a mashka, honey mila hechad to sorif lay, you're going to sorif over here, meaning drinking it off of the top. I'm not sure exactly what the word sorif means. You know, I mean, shatter bay rifta, you mix it in, the tars mashka of it. So the food needs a liquid. So the liquid enhances the flavor, but it's marvelous because it's a liquid. So it functions as a liquid. The machlokes is in a case where it's just going to function totally. It's not like an ingredient you mix it in; it just rubs on the top and it gets absorbed in. Is that considered a liquid or not? Okay. So to Gemara. Right. So that's not that. We Pasha is a mashka lozli, but it's not considered a mashka. Yes. It's true that that's even better, because over here the case is he squeezed it intentionally. That gives it a shame mashka. Just it's also libel. That's a machlokes. Over there, it came out on his own, and it's going libel. Everybody holds it's not machshir, except that was machlokes beisham esilol. Because you, in a case where you would do it in a way that you could save the liquid, you would eventually use it. But the derisa, it's not, definitely not moshe. No, in a case where it's in a container, which if you're planning to eventually squeeze the grapes and make them into wine, so then you say that we consider it moksha right now because eventually you'll want to use this liquid to be saved. But if you plan to eat it, it's not.
So liquid can be saved because it can be added to the other liquid.
Right. Okay. Omer b'zeira.
Sorry, one more.
Yeah. Right. The stream, even though there's a stream in between, goes from there to here. If it ends up here, we count it as a mashka.
No, not worrying about the stream.
Yeah.
So refills, you can squeeze again. There'll probably be a drop or two left behind. Is that what Rav's talking about?
Lachlechis?
Yes.
I don't know, because over there it was intentional that you want that liquid. Over here, I'm not sure that that would be so. Let's do a little bit. So see, he says like Shmuel, you can squeeze it into the pot, not into the kara. V'dag letziroi afilu l'secha kara. The taking the liquid which comes out of the fish is called sir. So you'd squeeze out the fish juice. That's even is muti even to a kara. It's not considered a mashka. It's just it doesn't have a chashisha. People don't relate to it as a mashka. People use it as a food dip, etc. They don't use it as a mashka. That's what Reb Chiya Bar Ashi said. Reb Zera says Reb Chiya Bar Ashi Marav. Yosef Reb Dimi Bekamer Lo Lahashmaitu. So he was quoting over the statement of Rav. Amalei Abayel Reb Dimi Atun Mishmei the Rav Masnisun. You quote this in the name of Rav, and you don't have any problems with that. Anan mishmei the Shmuel mastin in law, the kashal law. We have it in the name of Masara, the name of Shmuel, and we have a problem with that. Because Miyam Shmuel daglatir filo the secha kara, the Shmuel hold daglatir is mutin into a kara. Vayitmar, kvashim shesachton, you're taking, preserves, and they have, so you preserve them in liquid. Now you're squeezing out the preserved item to get the liquid out. So, Omer Rav, Lagufan mutter, if you're squeezing it out, because this way the food will taste better without all this liquid inside of it. So the goal is not to use the liquid, the goal is to make the food taste better, getting rid of all that liquid. You're allowed to squeeze it on Shabbos. L'meimeyen, if you're doing it to get the liquid, is potter avolos. It's also durabana. Vishlokas, if you, something which you cooked in absorbed liquid, ban lagufan, ban l'meimeyen, is mutter, that's mutter. We're going to discuss, the more we'll come back to this statement, why it's mutter. Shmuel Amar Echad Kavashim Echad Shlokish Laguf and Mutter Lemeyan is Potel Avolosu. So the Gemara is understanding that Seir should be on a similar level to the case of Kavashim, which we'll talk about why that's so. So you'd have a Seir in Shmuel. Amalei, so Rav Dimi said back to Abaya, Hualakim, he's making a Shmua, and in a row of Lazor, I saw this myself. Me puma the Rabbi Yirmiyah Shmir li Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbi Zera Rabbechia Bar Ashi Rabbechia Bar Ashi Me Rav. I have a direct masara that Rav heard. It was from Rav and not from Shmuel. So that'll take care of the problem. Okay, we'll hold it here.